Oh, hi, I'm Mona. Thank you so much, Cindy, for asking me to speak. I like to do service in any way I can, and if I'm asked, I don't refuse because this is what strengthens me is by doing any kind of service. I came into the program in 2005 and I got abstinent almost immediately. Got a sponsor right away. I was in a meeting that required that you get a sponsor right away. And I did. And I've had several sponsors throughout the time. In 2000, let's see, 4 years ago, in 22, about, actually, I just had the anniversary of it. I fell and I hit my head. I don't really remember it. I was just told by my family, and I had three brain bleeds, and I have moderate brain damage because of it. It's amazing what your brain handles, but taste, I had to learn kind of to walk again. Talking was really hard. And anyway, but the one thing that was interesting was that I forgot I was a compulsive overeater. I mean, I didn't remember OA or anything like that. I didn't even know who God was. I remember my niece told me, "I'll pray for you." I said, "Oh yeah, God." You know? And I do have a faith that I am a Christian. So I'm very strong in my beliefs, or was. I am still. But anyway, so I started thinking about that. But the thing that brought, I thought, "Wow, okay, well." Then I started remembering a little bit about it. And then one day I woke up and ate an enormous, because I'm a volume eater. If anything else, I'm a volume eater. And I could literally eat all day, no problem. And I ate an enormous amount of one item. And I thought, I might need to get some help with this. Because I kind of thought that I would be. My brain had changed so much, so I figured that maybe that's a part of my brain now. The compulsive part, it hit the compulsive part. So okay, that's good, and it allowed me to go ahead and start eating. But it was after the death of my sister that I totally fell back into my old behaviors. Sweets, I won't mention the foods, but that was a really big one, and for me, and that's all I was eating. It just was like I was jamming it in my mouth. And it was just to get rid of the emotional side of it. Because, you know, this disease is three-legged. You know, it's the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical. And it helped a lot to eat but I could never eat enough to make it that way. So I gained back 60 pounds in like 2 days. And here I am because I was 275 pounds. I came in, I'd gotten the reason the fall happened was probably because I had become anorexic. Like I got really skinny and I loved all the things. I kept hearing, "You're too skinny." I loved that. I loved hearing that. And anyway, so I'm not skinny anymore. And 2 years, a year and a half ago, a friend of mine started telling me about the meetings in California, and they're all Zoom meetings. Because we out here in Indiana, we have nothing basically. I tried to start a meeting a few years ago and it got nowhere. But anyway, the main thing I want to say is I forgot I was a compulsive overeater, but the disease did not forget me. And it just came out in like it's a lying tiger, or that you know that they talk about in AA, and it came out like a beast, and I couldn't stop it. I literally could not stop it, and that's how I know this is real, and this is a vicious disease, and it was going to kill me if I didn't stop. So the funny thing was, I didn't want to go back to OA. I could probably do it with an old way I used to lose weight, and that was in a Weight Watchers. And I couldn't do it, couldn't do it. And then finally, I talked to my girlfriend. She said, "Let me send you some meetings." So as of today, I've been abstinent, sober. I do sober eating. I've been sober for since February, excuse me, August something. Anyway, I've been sober like 14, 15 months. And I love my program. I have a great sponsor that, interestingly enough, I got a sponsor that is an occupational therapist and understands my brain. And she helped me through the times of I didn't know how to say what I didn't remember anything. So how to eat, so anyway, she helped me. And I'll tell you, coming back in to Overeaters Anonymous now, I feel like, I mean, it's such a blessing. When I came back and I couldn't stop eating, I started praying. And that's one thing I remembered, prayed for the willingness to be willing. Lord, I can't do this by myself, but you can. I don't know how to do it. Help me. And I remember one day I started going to meetings every day, every day. And at first I'm like, and then I started hearing because, man, there's some powerful speakers out in California. And but you know what? All over the world, there's speakers. And if you go on that oa.org, you can listen. I will sit there and listen sometimes to three meetings a day, and it's wonderful. But anyway, I did get back, and finally one morning I woke up and I felt it. I said, I think I can do it this time. I'm going to try. Today may be the day. And it was the day. And it really, really was a miracle, guys, that one day I couldn't stop. And the next day I couldn't believe it, but I was able to go for a whole day. And I was so grateful for that. I'm still every day grateful. Every day, I am glad that I'm here. My foods, I had to make out a list of my foods that were my that I had to stay away from because they were really my alcoholic foods. And I did it. As I'm going along, I'm actually adding things and taking things off my foods because I know, and people that say, the sweetness, they can taste the sweetness. I used to be able to do that. Like if I was eating, I'd say, there's sugar in this. There's definitely sugar in this. But now it's even salty. I'm real into salt. And I have to be careful with that. I had to give up a nut recently. I can't have any more, and I love them. But will you do anything? And I will. God, I hope I will do anything that it takes to get sober today or to stay sober. And I'm so grateful to be there. I attend meetings, a meeting a day, usually a meeting, if not more, a day, and on the weekends more. A lot of great workshops. I try to listen as attentively as I can, and I do service. That's the next one. If it wasn't for service, if it wasn't for phone calls, I try to make like 1 to 3 outreach calls a day. And the one service I found out that I could do quite effectively was become a greeter, a newcomer greeter on the meetings, get to call them, get to talk to them, and help them along the way. And it's funny, I've actually made some kind of friends with the new people. It's nice. And I love the meetings that tell me how to do better, how to increase what I do now, because this program has given me life. And where it says like a life like I've never known before, it's true. And I remember when I first got abstinent back in 2005, and I was 15 years, and I can't remember how long it was that, well, I guess I could add it, couldn't I? See how long I was abstinent. But anyway, I really did have a life like I never had dreamed possible. I went from 275 pounds, my one friend said to me, because I wasn't too far from, my goal weight. And she says, what's one thing that your weight stopped you from doing? Because I was big from, not from birth. I mean, I was like 7 years old or something like that when I started eating. And I got when I get off on, I start thinking about 7 years old, and then you start hiding food, you start eating out of the garbage. You said I worked at a hospital, and that was my career. And I would go into the kitchens when they used to keep all different kinds of things. You get it when you after you've had surgery or something. Oh, I ate my share and yours, everybody's. But I have to say that this is a place that I did find it because my friend said, "What didn't you ever do?" I said, "I always wanted to dance." And I ended up taking a, I was doing salsa, like really doing salsa. And I was 49 years old when I came into program, 49. And then I started getting into a competitive place where I started dancing another dance. And I actually won an award. It was in a partner dance. It was so fun. And for about 3 years, I went to different conventions. I met new people. I learned how to dance, which was fun. And then I met my husband, which kind of messed things up because I had a li he I adopted his baby because his wife died after giving birth. So we've been married quite a while now, and I don't miss it. I just miss the fun of it. But just to have that as part of my story in life is because of Overeaters Anonymous. I couldn't have done this any other way. I couldn't have been flipping around on a dance floor at 275 pounds. There's no way. And it just, I don't know, it was a dream. I even think about it now. Did I really do that? And now I'm going to be 70 this year. Ugh. 70, and I'm going to I'm kind of satisfied being home. And I do a lot of things. I like my house and deal with flowers and stuff. But and I love being in the sun. I have to be so careful of that. But yeah, I found this life that is so interesting to me. I am a big book person. I love the big book. And it has, when I got sponsored, I had to read all the big book at the beginning, all the stories, and now it's turned into different than I've ever known. If not, if you are not in a big book study, I recommend that highly. I really do. It is, there's plenty of meetings that do them, and it's just this is a good way to live. When I go out places to eat, I try not to eat out too much. Because number one, you never know the calories you're going to get. You never know the food. I do calories. That's just my way of doing things. And but I go out to eat. It's not the same. I don't feel comfortable in my body. But if I'm eating at home, I watch closely. If I eat out or I go to a convention, because I went to the birthday party this year out in California. I was like, that was cool. I'll be back there next year. And, but going and meeting people that are like me, I love the newcomers. And that's kind of doing service in that way, like taking phone calls. The phone, I always resisted phone calls before. Now, while it's so nice to think you can help somebody on the phone and be there for them, because this disease is a killer. It will kill you. If I wouldn't have stopped eating, I can't imagine I wouldn't have been like 300 pounds with the amount of food that I ate. And my husband, I told him when I met him, because I met him when I was thin. I kept telling him that I have this disease, I have this disease. And then when I put the weight back on, I said, I told you, this is real to me. And it makes me understand the alcoholic better too, because I'm an addict just like he is, she is. And I do recommend doing service, like I said, phone calls. And when the positions come up in your own home group, take a position. flip it around. Try the easy things and then the harder things. I don't, whatever you got to do. Back in the day, it was always put the chairs out at the meeting. Well, there's not as many. There's so many Zoom meetings. And that's the way I like to. If you hear any noise, it's my son walking in. He's coming in from work. Sorry. But let's see, what else should I tell you? Still working on getting the rest of the weight off, still talking every day. Talk to my sponsor 3 times a week. And I do sponsor. And the fact that I can even sponsor is a miracle in itself, that I can even walk this brain around it. But I'm grateful because I'll tell you this fall, after I fell, this created a whole new world for me, you guys. I mean, I have never, like I said, I've never done this program like I did before. Now it's very sincere, very, it is very important to me. And it's like next to my higher power. It's like number one, because I wouldn't have all the other stuff without that. I wouldn't. I mean, my husband, my children, I mean, it saved my marriage. When I fell, it saved my marriage because I was in a pretty bad state with my marriage and it was failing. But after this, so many things happened, and I'm kind of grateful for it. It was a hard recovery, but I'm grateful. And it gave me a chance to be able to touch lives again, hopefully. And I always say this, that I hope that I hit one thing in the people when I'm talking, that I share something that helps them in their own, be it get abstinent or, you know, there's something that's been said, and that I count on, because that's why we're doing this stuff, right? I mean, I'm sure you do these things too, that you speak and you have positions that you had to learn how. I mean, I think that's amazing. And anyway, for a topic, I think I'm just going to leave it general. Is that okay to do that? General, what's on your heart? What are you dealing with in life today? And then I can learn something. So teach me. Anyway, thank you so much for asking me. And with that, I pass.